Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Crouch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Crouch and he is safe. Maynisch steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gulick. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Maynisch scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Meyer reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Sam Gray now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cronin for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. QL moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochan strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0-for-1 in the game. Crouch hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing second base. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Manish trying to get to third. Gullick throws the ball into Sharon, who tags Manish for the out. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bochan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bochan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crouch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Meyer goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Senators. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell strikes out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Storti moves to second. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0-for-2 in the game. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Storti scores. Levy moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Merv Shea pinch hits for Sam Gray. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Levy moves to third. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Whitehill. Levy scores. Crouch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.